think I'm going to Kathmandu. That's really, really where I'm going to. If I ever get out of here, that's where I'm gonna do. Kathmandu, I think it's really. Kick against the West Coast. Warner Brothers are such good hosts. I raise my whiskey glass and give them a toast. I'm sure they know it's true. I got no rap against the Southern states. Every time I've been there, it's been great. But now I'm leaving and I can't be late. And to myself be true.
Folks, here we go. The Erie Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It is March 17th, 2024, St. Patrick's Day. I'm sure everybody's inebriated out there. A lot of people out there in these streets. I know where they are in St. Louis. A lot of craziness. Well, it's probably getting winding down. They start early, and I don't know how late they're going to go tonight. Depends on how many people took the day off tomorrow and so forth. But I'm sober. I'm here. And the reason why I played that song by Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band, another country announces it will require its citizens to accept biometric digital IDs. Okay. And it happens to be now the government of Nepal will require the digital identity of its citizens as it starts assigning them digital ID numbers at birth. This is the so-called birth registration that I've been warning about for years, as it was included in the UN Agenda 2030 document signed in 2015 by more than 190 heads of state, including Barack Hussein Obama, as part of its sustainable development goals. I knew early on that the legal identity and birth registration required by the UN system would be digital, even though the word digital did not appear in the original document. As reported by the Nepal newspaper, the Kathmandu Post, the Department of National ID and Civil Registration has started issuing digital numbers to pave the way for a wider adoption of the national digital identity cards. And so, you know, the legal identity for all, including birth registration by 2030. It's goal 16.9 of Agenda 2030. They're telling us that according to their vision, no person on planet Earth will be left behind, meaning all will be required to participate in the BEAST system. They'll be numbered and have their movement and behaviors tracked and monitored 24/7. This will be so they can track and assess your carbon footprint, among other things, mostly probably being your thought patterns, behaviors, speech, all that good stuff. So Nepal jumped on board. This is, you know, the lunacy. Yesterday I was talking back and forth with Blackbird, and I asked him this question. You think Larry Fink and all the gang are controlling the behavior of all these corporations to commit suicide, like Boeing, Tyson Foods? We know that with the Tyson Food wanted to fire all their workers in Iowa and bring all these freaking invaders in from New York and other places, and pay for their lawyers, their immigration lawyers, and all the rest of this stuff. Do you think someone in the background wants to manifest the wrath of the awakened Saxon in some kind of liquidation strategy of these invaders? Or I keep going back and forth with this concept. So there are these genocidal people that have the, and you know, I just finished a book today, the shocking history of the Jesuits. And I keep coming upon these concepts with the targeting of non-Catholic Christian groups by the Jesuits, and the targeting of white racial, what they consider their enemies, by the organized Jewish gang, and how these two, a lot of times, these agendas overlap. And it was digging into some of the early heavyweights in the Society of Jesus were Jewish and so forth. You know, Rabbi Shmuley, and in Blackbird sent me this morning. Now it's a meme, and it says it's quoting Rabbi Shmuley. Now this could be not, I haven't heard it myself come out of his mouth. The Jews endured the Holocaust and have earned their right to free speech. If I call the arch anti-Semite Candace Owens an N, you know, N-word, I've earned that right. Now, I don't know if that was uttered out of his mouth or not. It's a funny thing. And then it got, you know, Twitter or X took it down. I don't know what his source was, but I don't know if Rabbi Shmuley said that or somebody crafted the meme to kind of troll Shmuley. But he's been all over. I think I talked about him last week. Him and his daughter having some sort of a sex toy shop together and some weird stuff. This is clip 10, Sam, and Stu Peters. He went on a kind of a tirade on this Shmuley guy. I mean, and you know, Stu Peters is like, he's gone hardcore at the organized Jewry of late, you know, the tunnel incidents, and he's had Brother Nathaniel on, and you know, Owen Schroyer and Alex Jones had Brother Nathaniel on, and then Owen Schroyer just had him on this week on his broadcast. But this kind of covers the Candace Owens thing with her getting into it and being basically attacked by Rabbi Shmuley and his daughter. And it gets into the stuff with Michael Jackson and, you know, some of the music that he was putting out towards the end of his life and that sort of thing. So let's go ahead and listen to the first part of clip 10. Go ahead and play it.
You see, there's this entire gang of these Jew enforcers that includes groups like the ADL, but it also includes individuals. And whenever anyone runs afoul of them, these people, these parasitical vultures, they quickly rein them back in. And if the offender doesn't cooperate, they destroy their lives. They're running a blackmail operation. And they use this vast network of media outlets and big tech-aligned influencer accounts and literal Israeli agents to carry it out. And they crush anyone who gets in their way. But you know, lately, they've been running into some trouble. They've been running into a bunch of unruly goy, like us here at the Stu Peters Network, and like Candace Owens, who refuse to fall in line. Despite working over at the Daily Wire in the belly of the Zionist beast that is the American media landscape, Ben Shapiro hasn't been able to do much to control what Candace Owens says, and she's putting forth a lot of truth lately. And so, of course, all of this caught the eye of one of the top Jew enforcers, the Jews' blackmailer-in-chief, Rabbi Shmuley. This hideously ugly rabbi who looks like a real-life version of an anti-Jewish propaganda poster, and his daughter, who's also equally as hideous, they're like the blackmailers of the stars. Anyone in media, anyone in entertainment who steps out of line, the Shmuleys set their targets on them, set their crosshairs on them. They run blackmail campaigns. They plant hit pieces in the media. They do everything that they can to ruin their lives. And Candace openly discussed this the other day on her program. She talked about how these Jews came after her when she gave airtime to Kanye West, when she wore a White Lives Matter shirt with Kanye, and when she dared to broach the topic of Jewish control and Jewish influence. Shmuley and his daughter demanded that Candace disavow Kanye West, and if she didn't, they said that she would face severe consequences. Take a look.
I very much abstained from speaking much about the issue because people were so emotional that people couldn't hear, even if I had shared, and even when Kanye did share that he was speaking about specific people in Hollywood that he believed were coming after him and were trying to control him. He actually named some of those individuals. He shared personal text messages of a friend of his, a personal trainer to the stars, who again happens to be Jewish, was threatening to put him in the hospital and to drug him against his will. Harley Pasternak is his name, and the media barely reported on those text messages that he shared publicly because obviously he was enemy number one. And here's what else I will tell you. When that Kanye situation went down, I was being threatened by a person named Rabbi Shmuley, a person that Michael Jackson put on his enemy list, the person that I had never heard of.
Hey, pause it for a second.
And man. Saying that unless...
Now, his last name is Boteach, B-O-T-E-A-C-H. They say Rabbi Shmuley and the Shmuleys. No, that's his first name. His last name is Boteach, B-O-T-E-A-C-H. Go ahead and resume it, Sam.
By a person named Rabbi Shmuley, a person that Michael Jackson put on his enemy list, a person that I had never heard of, was threatening me and saying that unless I came out and said things explicitly against Kanye, he would effectively ruin my life. He said that he would take out a front page ad and smear me as an anti-Semite. And it wasn't just him. It was also his daughter messaging me saying, don't mess with Jews. Very bizarre stuff. And they have not stopped, to be clear. And him and his daughter have consistently pulled clips from this show, taken them out of context, and tried to convince Jewish people that I hate them.
Did you hear that? You heard that. If Candace Owens didn't come out against Kanye West, Shmuley and his hideous daughter said, hey, we will ruin your life. They said they would take out front page ads. And these threats weren't made quietly or behind closed doors. No, they were made publicly. You see, these people that call themselves Jews, that claim to be Jewish, they can be as brazen as they want to be because their degenerate tribe is in control. And nobody is willing to do anything about it because they'll be called an anti-Semite. Well, we don't give a shit. Okay, we don't care. And Candace Owens has refused to back down, too. She's refusing to be quiet. If anything, she's getting even louder. And she's hinting now that she has knowledge of Jewish pedophile rings in Hollywood and D.C., two of the most disgusting cities on earth, both of which, of course, are run by people who claim to be Jews. And that seemed to strike a nerve with this Shmuley character, who's a noted pervert and wrote a bizarre book on having kosher sex. So now he's following through on his threats. Over the weekend, he made a post to X that called Candace Owens an American abomination and the face of racism and anti-Semitism. He called her a self-hating black woman. And he really got bent out of shape over Candace's take on the drug overdose death of black criminal George Floyd. You know, the death that the Jews used to kick off an anti-white color revolution in the United States. This blackmail operation is nothing new for this Shmuley parasite. This is what he does. This is what his people do. They do it every single time. They haven't been kicked out of more than 100 countries because people didn't like the look of their tiny hats. No, it goes much deeper than that. And you know, as Candace mentioned in her video, Michael Jackson had Shmuley on his enemies list. It's interesting. What did Michael Jackson know about Shmuley and the Jews? And did it cost him his life? Before Kanye West, there was Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson, by all accounts, seems to have known the score. And he was skeptical, to say the least, about Hollywood Jews. He made songs about it. Songs that are now censored by Jewish-run big tech platforms like YouTube. Why? And when Michael Jackson did too much noticing, when he started asking too many questions and getting too big for his Gentile britches, the Jews ruined him. They called him a pedophile. He died addicted to drugs. That's a whole different story, a whole different episode. But if you dig into Michael Jackson's downfall, you'll find that it's littered with subversive Jews, just like Rabbi Shmuley. There's only one way to defeat these people that call themselves Jews, and that's to keep on noticing, to keep on raising awareness and not backing down to these threats. We can't be intimidated by a bunch of people who are hiding behind the shield of claiming to be Jewish. Top Lobster's been noticing. He's been paying attention. He's here with us for more on this. Thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me back again. Man, Rabbi Shmuley, you guys gave me the call. Said, come and talk about Rabbi Shmuley. I said, of course. One of my favorite people to look and notice on Twitter and just in general. I mean, thank God God created something called physiognomy, where we can kind of just look at somebody and immediately know they're the bad guy. And when I look at this guy's face, if he doesn't rub you the wrong way, I mean, just looking at him as he's speaking, something must be dead inside.
Yeah, it's almost like he has pubic hairs growing out of his face. It's disgusting.
It's comical. It's sometimes I go the Owen Benjamin route of thinking, where it's like it almost seems too set up. The guy has this villainous face, eyes too close together, nose real big, always rubbing hands, pubic beard. And he's doing the most obnoxious things, from running a sex company with his daughter to, just calling blatant anti-Semitism about just about anything. I mean, and one of his latest posts here I was looking at, where he's kind of alluding to the humiliation ritual that they put John Cena through the other day. Like, I'm like, are you related to this also? Are you just doing all of these things? Because all these patterns seem quite related. It's sexual deviancy. It's claiming victimhood. You're constantly bringing up the Holocaust.
All right, go ahead. Stop it there. Now, there's another big thing, and we're going to get clip two ready, Sam. And this was another thing covered over there by Stu. And this is concerning Puff Daddy, a.k.a. P. Diddy, a.k.a. Sean Puffy Combs, okay? And him being kind of like the black equivalent in that's in the music kind of hip-hop world as Jeffrey Epstein. And there's an individual named Fahim Mohammed, and I guarantee he's connected with the Nation of Islam, because Michael Jackson, if you guys remember back in the day, he was being protected by guys from the Nation of Islam. So P. Diddy's got this same kind of security manager type thing, which is very, very interesting. So let's listen to a little bit of clip two.
So was Justin Bieber molested by Diddy Combs? I mean, that's a worthwhile question to ask, obviously. And maybe someday we'll know the answer. But we know there's precedent. And we know that it goes way deeper than Diddy molesting the talent. It could go so deep that it ensnares the story of Michael Jackson and exposes the people who took him down. The people who told the public that he was a notorious pedophile, that he was a mentally ill drug addict because he ran afoul of the Jewish power brokers that control the music industry. He even started making music about all of the ways the Jews were ripping him off. Music that's still heavily censored on platforms like YouTube to this day. Watch.
You can never count me, chew me, sue me, everybody do me, kick me, kick me, don't you black or white me. All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us. Will me, will me, you can never kill me, chew me, sue me, everybody do me, kick me, kick me, don't you black or white me. All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us. Will me, thrill me, you can never kill me, chew me, sue me, everybody do me.
what's the connection between Diddy and Michael Jackson? Well, first of all, they had the same head of security. Yeah, really. Fahim Muhammad, who's described in Diddy's court case documents as a guy who could make people disappear, worked for Michael Jackson at the time of his death. He was there when Jackson's body was discovered. Look, there's a real chance here that these lawsuits have been busting open a massive criminal enterprise within the entertainment industry that spans the length of decades, and this is just the beginning. These cases are just beginning to make their way through the courts, and more are expected to follow. David Corbo is here with us to share more on this, of what he knows about any of this. I mean, that was Justin Bieber being, looked like, pursued, chased by Sean Diddy Combs. And then what do you make of the connection between this head of security for Michael Jackson, Diddy, the same time that Jackson died, he was there? I mean, this seems like it really stinks.
Well, I think the first thing that really troubles me is if you imagine the psychology of P. Diddy in that moment as a man who,
let's go ahead and stop it there. But there's definitely some weird, let's just say, cross transference here of this guy, Sean Combs and Michael Jackson, both having this Nation of Islam character as their head of security, and then him being around when the body was discovered of Michael Jackson. And, you know, and this goes all the way back to Malcolm X and the strange things behind his death and so forth. So very, very fascinating. Up on State of the Nation, this is from a few days back. Florida's next on their hit list. Does anyone really believe the sudden collapse of Haiti is not yet another color revolution staged by the U.S. intelligence community in order to generate waves of fleeing illegal aliens onto the shores of Florida? So, you know, this whole thing with Guantanamo Bay possibly becoming a processing center, you're seeing alleged footage of boats being interdicted by quote-unquote Florida authorities. And so it's just perfect timing, isn't it, that we've already been dealing with these millions of people from all these other places in the world running to the border and coming through. And now you have this situation with this barbecue character and a rapper, a YouTube star, kind of vying for power, and then the head of state steps down. He was in Kenya allegedly trying to get together some sort of African security force to back him in Haiti. You know, you go back to the history books here, and all of the whites were liquidated from Haiti. All of the French aristocrats and people that were maintaining, order and so forth, they were all genocided. The Dominican Republic, who inhabits the other side of the island called Hispaniola, they don't want to absorb a bunch of Haitians coming across the border. So now you're seeing the Dominicans trying to fortify the border with Haiti. It could get really, really ugly. And so there's already a massive organized crime element of Haitians in the Southeast. And so this could just spiral even further out of control. But State of the Nation thinks it's just a huge black op, kind of like targeting this conservative state of Florida. So now Ron DeSantis has a lot of choices to make here, a lot of things, you know, this is where Trump lives and so forth. Texas being targeted. Let's get clip 8 ready, Sam. So you got Florida being targeted with a mass of Haitians, and then Texas was most likely targeted by Lahaina, Maui type thing, what, the fires in Chile, and then Texas just dealt with a bunch of these fires. Let's go ahead and play a little bit of clip 8 before we hit the break.
What the f*** is that?
Some are saying that directed energy weapons are being deployed to spark the largest fire in Texas history. And we know that these weapons exist.
This newly released footage shows the Dragonfire laser directed energy weapon system in action, and it could be in the hands of military personnel in 5 years' time. It destroys targets with an intense beam of light and has pinpoint accuracy. It's able to hit something the size of a one-pound coin from a kilometer away.
The fires we have seen in recent years, including the fires in Texas, are very different from what we have seen in the past. They often selectively spare the trees while burning the infrastructure into a powdery ash footprint.
I have witnessed and observed some extraordinary damage in our state. It could be caused by hurricanes or tornadoes, and frequently when you see the aftermath of that damage, there's some semblance of a structure that is still there. When you look at the damages that have occurred here, it's just gone. Completely gone. Nothing left but ashes on the ground.
After the Maui fires, many people believed that a blue roof was able to deflect these directed energy weapons and spare the home from destruction. And Joe Biden recently alluded to this twice.
If you fly over these areas that are burned to the ground, you'll see in the midst of 20 homes that are just totally destroyed, one home sitting there because it had the right roof on it. And anyway.
Yes, by the way, did you notice you fly over in the helicopter? Those places with roofs, they didn't burn.
With the right materials.
Yeah. So we got to change them. Anyway.
Joe Biden is clearly not a reliable source of accurate information. But why would a roof save a house from burning? And while there is plenty of circumstantial evidence that suggests directed energy weapons are being used to start these recent fires, arsonists have been arrested starting them the old-fashioned way. And there is a clear motive. The United Nations, who have been orchestrating the open border policy of America and several other countries, have openly announced plans to clear the lands of people and move them into smart cities. Starting with Agenda 21, a map which shows designated off-limits to human areas lined up with the 2008 California fires. 9 years ago, planning was announced for smart cities to be built on Maui, but the most coveted property was owned by natives whose families have lived there for generations prior to Hawaii being annexed by the U.S. In August of 2023, Maui was devastated by highly suspicious fires. Roads were blocked off to keep residents from escaping, and the U.S. government gave survivors a mere $700 per household. A conference in April of 2023 met in Viña del Mar, Chile, to provide the municipality with support in the transfer of knowledge about the theory and solutions of smart cities. A year later, Viña del Mar was ravaged by fires. It was blamed on climate change, but local officials claimed arson. And in 2022, Amarillo, Texas was reported to be the number one area under the radar for the Texas housing market under the United Nations Vision 2045. On February 26th of this year, the biggest fire of Texas broke out in this same area. Vision 2045 is the latest iteration of the United Nations plan to seize control of 90% of the land and limit people to 15-minute cities.
I'd like to think that change happens in manageable ways. It doesn't happen like that. It happens in punctuated equilibria, where we have periods of stability and then periods
of
massive...
All right, let's go ahead and stop there, but there's so much evil afoot in our midst, hitting us simultaneously from so many directions that people are getting, let's just say, winded. They're getting, just exhausted from it all. It's you know, in the Bible, it talks about the more you learn and the more, you know, knowledge or wisdom you acquire, the kind of the, like the burden that's there that weighs on you. And like those of us that listen to this network and other places, you know, all over the place, I mean, that are actually seeing these machinations for what they are, it can really get to you. And it gets to me at times to where I'll just be laying there thinking, and you just get so frustrated that so many people could sell out to this cheap evil so easily. It's like they didn't have that thing that was given down through generations of, you know, a sense of justice or integrity, many of these things. And it's horrific to see the great falling away, the great apostasy happening, to where even just not necessarily like Bible thumper type stuff, just normal human decency and how it's escaping. All right, we'll come back. See you guys on the other side.
There's a voice that talks to me, said to me was wrong. It's night, but the sky's not falling, guess I must go on. There's a monster inside my head, holding on to you, but my hands that keep trembling, know the truth is true.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
email tom@republicbroadcasting.org, tom@republicbroadcasting.org.
Subsidiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you can support the network, folks, please do so to keep the march moving forward. I don't know when, you know, this whole fake stuff about Trump talking about this bloodbath when he was clearly talking in, on the economic terms, the electric vehicle industry and all this other stuff. And you've got Drudge and all these scumbags basically chopping a couple seconds up. Oh, it's going to be a bloodbath if I don't get elected. Where he was clearly talking on the economic side of the house with electric cars and all this stuff. But it's going to be a bloodbath no matter who's elected. And it's probably something's going to, I mean, look, you can't kick all these people out of a Tyson Foods factory that've been working there in the middle of Iowa and then bring all these turds from all over the world there to take their jobs. This isn't going to be able to keep happening. I mean, we know the sabotage of the food system is getting very, very nutty. But it's getting to the point now where, you know, there's an article, Biden escalates war on food as thousands of processing plants across rural America forced to close. The EPA rolling out a draconian and needless new wastewater rule that is designed to put small and mid-sized food processing facilities out of business. The new rule will centralize U.S. consumers' access to food, allowing major players like Gates and Tyson, who recently announced its transition to processing insect-based products, to monopolize the vital market and drive the price of the products they deem inappropriate, for example, traditional grass-fed beef, to prices out of reach for ordinary consumers. So you can see this all coalescing. And then you got Bezos and Gates getting together to unveil plans for a vast network of lab-grown meat laboratories and all this crap. So they're playing with given the technical complexity and high cost of wastewater treatment alterations, coupled with the massive expansion of the number of regulated facilities, a 60-day comment period demonstrates EPA is not interested in seeking meaningful input from the regulated industry. As such, we urge EPA to withdraw the rule. But this is all, see, on one level, they're destroying the plants, burning them, exploding them, doing all this weird stuff. And then now, and from another angle, they're coming through with the EPA talking about water. Okay? So hopefully there's enough pushback, you know, just like there's a lot always pushback when they try this draconian stuff with the firearms industry. Well, hopefully enough people are getting jostled out of their slumber to realize that the cabal of thugs running this government presently has us targeted. Okay. And I was talking, where did I say this? Uncle Joe, remember Uncle Joe? They called him Stalin. Uncle Joe Biden. Uncle Joe 2.0 running Holodomor 2.0 is what appears about to occur. I was talking with Blackbird last night, and that's what I typed over to him. And so, you know, what's crazy, you've got Lenin, Stalin, Biden, Putin, all of these two-syllable ending in E-N-I-N names. Now, I don't see Putin starving his people out and pulling any Holodomors right now. Okay? Now, there was a interesting photo that was up on State of the Nation. This was today. Check out this photo of President Putin next to a painting of Prince Sviatoslav, the Russian conqueror who destroyed the Khazarian Empire. Kind of interesting that Putin standing there, and then the picture of this prince Sviatoslav, and that was just dumped today out there on Twitter. So I hope it's real. Is it real or not? You know, are the Kabodniks over there, you know, got their hooks in Putin? I don't know. The Jesuits, do they got their hooks in Putin? So let's see. I guess it's time to address this eclipse thing again. I've been talking about it a little bit. And I watched a long video, one of the listeners sent to me, and it gets deep into kind of like the biblical Nimrod stuff, and they kind of hypothesize that just as there was in the book of Revelation where it talks about the four angels being held there under the river Euphrates, well, the possibility of some angels being held under kind of like the Mississippi area, the Cahokia area, hot springs, where there's hot springs and that sort of thing, the New Madrid Fault. You know, I experienced a pretty hardcore earthquake, probably 2000. I can't remember what year it was, but it was the 2000, early 2000s, where I was in an apartment sleeping, you know, I was working, I think, afternoon shift at the time. And so it's like 8, 9 in the morning and I'm sleeping. And then I wake up to everything in the apartment shaking, you know, like everything that was dangling, whatever. And it was a pretty good shake. They've been saying that we're due for a big one here in this area along the Mississippi. And, you know, you had those naval maps. You know, John Moore used to talk about this quite a bit, about how a bunch of this land, if a major seismic event happens here, that it would put a lot of this part of the, you know, the country underwater. And so the Navy draws up all these maps, and they don't necessarily know exactly how things are going to go. You know, they all think they do. All these quote-unquote scientists think they know everything, don't they? And a large portion of the time, they're full of crap, just like all the so-called science during COVID is baloney. Science is political, and it's always been political, not with individuals, but with organized science that's under the yoke of the secret societies, the Jesuits, Jewish mafia, this sort of stuff. But I guess we should get into this thing, because there's all over the place. I'm seeing warnings where people allegedly have been told by people that have been go into these briefings, and they're telling others that Homeland Security is talking about something big. So everybody's talking about some sort of an event that the eclipse is going to bring. Okay. I'm not going to get caught up in the hype, but I will keep my eyes open. I've been dragged down so many trails so many times by people online that, look, I'll keep my eyes open. I mean, I've been around. I was worried about Y2K 24 years ago. Okay. I purposely didn't go out on New Year's Eve because of Y2K when 1999 turned into 2000. Okay, so I've been into this for a long, long time, and I've been led down a lot of trails. Could something happen? You're damn right. Is something going to happen? You don't know, because – but anyway, so let's get clip 13 ready, Sam. And this starts off with Nineveh. Go ahead and play 13.
Now, I'm reading a lot of stories out there about this eclipse coming up. All right? I don't know if you guys are paying attention to it. Here are some of the cities that this eclipse is supposed to hit. They're kind of outlining these cities where these are going to hit, right? Nineveh, New York. Nineveh, Ohio, Nineveh, Texas, Nineveh, Virginia, Nineveh, Pennsylvania, Nineveh, Nova Scotia, and Nineveh, Indiana. And do you guys know about Nineveh?
All right, you can stop that
there
one there.
Are signs.
And get the next one ready, clip 14. You know, people, the area, the main area where the X is from the 2017 eclipse that went across the nation, and now this one that's going across the other way, Little Egypt, okay? And it's over by the mounds, okay? Now, I could jump in the car right now and drive, I would say, 20 minutes, and I could be in the city of Cahokia, the Cahokia Mounds, okay? Now, this is where there's still some of the mounds over there. Some of the stuff's been hidden. Some of the stuff's been kind of knocked down. But my late grandfather, who I only met a couple times in my life, he lived over in a place called Fairmont City, where they had horse racing and all this stuff. It's right over where all the mounds are in the Illinois side. There's a lot of interesting kind of speculation going on about kind of like the, and I talked about this, the Egyptian overlay. When you look at the Nile Delta and the Mississippi and so forth, and the city of Memphis here in Tennessee, and a lot of interesting stuff here. Like I was talking about last week, probably it was Enter the Stars, a big YouTuber. I haven't kept up on where he's at, not if he's around, but I'll try to look him up if I can. I got to write him down. Enter the Stars. But he was a big YouTuber back. And he kept getting his channel terminated and all kind of stuff. He's probably around on Rumble or BitChute or something. But he was like the first person that I kind of came across that was really kind of looking at the maps and the similarities between the Mississippi and the Nile and so forth and so on. Okay, so let's go ahead and roll clip 14.
The National Guard is going to be here now for the solar eclipse. This article today was released in an Oklahoma newspaper saying that they will have guardsmen present in McCurtain County for the solar eclipse. But things get much weirder. The 22 members of an elite chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear unit will be housed in Broken Bow, in addition to 110 to 150 Oklahoma Highway Patrol troopers. They're also urging residents to stock up with 1 to 2 weeks of food in advance of the event and to have full fuel tanks. They're also saying that it's likely that communication facilities could be overloaded, possibly making it difficult to make cell phone calls. Similar warnings are going out in different states, including Noblesville Fire Department in Texas. And apparently schools are canceled this day, and people are going on Twitter writing statements like this. Something strange is definitely happening. My kids in three different schools all got notices that school will be closed that day. What do you know about this solar eclipse? As always, let me know what you think about all of this down below.
All right, I'm going to stop that there. So, I mean, if you just go dig around on BitChute and so forth, it's just like the stuff's out there, and it's just, and we've seen this before, but are they going to trigger something? Or do they have something up their sleeve? Are they going to do some sort of communication blackout? Are they going to selectively shut down the grid in certain areas to cause some sort of, to do some sort of beta testing to see how people are going to act? You know, because we lost power here in my area a few times during my lifetime. And one time it was out for well over a week. And we didn't see the looting or anything of this nature, because you could drive, you know, you could drive 15, 20 minutes and go to a place that had power and go to the store and whatever. And so that kept people docile. You got to worry about a whole blanket outage to where everybody's out, and then that's when you'll see the real behavior. Okay, and if you know that, hey, a half hour away in another suburb or whatever, you can go get gas and, you know, get you go through the drive through or whatever, go to Wally World, Walmart, and get you some groceries, or, you know, the local grocery store or whatever. That keeps people with a sense of normalcy. When you see a total, you know, blackout to where, hey, you can't drive, everybody's out, what happens if an EMP goes off? Okay. You know, where is it? I got this. Mike Adams said something. I'm trying to find it. The health range. Oh, here it is. I got so many tabs open. The health ranger, Mike Adams, says an orbital EMP was just launched. And this was on 100% Fed Up. I'm sure most of you know Mike Adams. He does great work, blah, 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 blah. And today he released a show that really caught my eye, because I've been warning you about this for the past several weeks. Today, Adams just reported that, according to his sources, Russia had just launched an orbital EMP. If you don't know what that is or why it's so dangerous, watch the short clip here, blah, 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 blah. An EMP could be potentially more devastating, blah, 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 blah. So we already know that, and Mer Bailey just sent me Enter the Stars YouTube link, so I guess he's still over there. Yeah, the EMP, you know, hell, any of us have been in this for any long, I mean, they've been talking about this for 15, 20 years, the electromagnetic pulse. You know, do you want to see anybody hit with this? No, you don't. I mean, but it, so we'll see, but it's everywhere out here. Now, Candace Owens again is, in the, you know, let's just say the news cycle, is France's first lady actually a man? Candace Owen weighs in. And basically she's like, after looking into this, I would stake my entire professional reputation on the fact that Brigitte Macron is in fact a man. any journalist or publication is trying to dismiss this plausibility as immediately identifiable as blah, 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 blah. Establishment. I've never seen anything like this in my life. The implications here are terrifying. I do not intend to let up on this story, and I'm calling on other journalists to look into this explosive story and report accordingly. Now, Candace Owens is interesting. She came up out of nowhere. Paul Joseph Watson from InfoWars kind of brought her on to the InfoWars platform, and she was doing a thing called Red Pill Black way back when, and she was a leftist, and she was like, she started off kind of like trying to dox right wingers and all this stuff, and then she makes her big meteoric rise into the darling of President Trump and all these people, and now she's with the Daily Wire, which is Shapiro's little outfit. And then, but she was at the Israeli embassy ceremony when it got moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And she was there in the crowd. And I remember I covered it. So my thing is, did Macron, did they somehow piss off the, you know, the usual suspects enough? Now Candace gets the task to be sicked on his wife. You know, and there was another Brigitte that I started to think about, Brigitte Nielsen. You remember the big, tall girl that was in, well, I don't know what that person is, but in Rocky IV, she was in Cobra with Sylvester Stallone, and he's only 5 foot something. They married briefly. And I started looking at pictures of Brigitte Nielsen, and I'm like, I think Brigitte Nielsen could have been one of these trannies. 6'1". Look at her now at her older age, and she really looks mannish. But I started looking at her pictures even when she was younger, and her figure and everything. I was like, she might just be a big kind of, you know, Viking woman, or she could have been a man and just one of those earlier ones from back in the 80s that we weren't even looking for. Now we're kind of looking for that sort of stuff. But Brigitte Macron, Brigitte Nielsen. It's interesting that this all kind of blew up this week, this whole tranny thing with Macron. Now, this has been going on for a long, long time. Candace Owens is kind of late to the game on this one. You know, I've been seeing that floating around for quite a while. So, all right. Top of the hour coming up. Keep listening.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.